I put our meat in your mouth.
Hello. All right, hold on. Okay, it's the pre-show, baby, for the 7th of July. So, if you're looking at the video cast, you'll see behind me a slide that says, this is Phil TV. That dates to when we first got our TriCaster, which is a really sophisticated video computer. And the original TriCaster we had was quite a large machine, very big box. It was about $40,000 worth of, video machine. Sometime about 3 years ago, I think, we got the mini TriCaster, which was about 11 grand. But here's the thing. We've had a degrading of the video quality. And I believe that's because we crashed the machine a couple times pretty severely to the point where we thought maybe we'd ruined the drive. It came back, and now you'll notice a small detail of the videos is not that good. So, long story short, while the videos suffice, we can't really claim it's HD any longer. And I personally, when I look back at the old videos, they look so clean and clear. And our new stuff is just a little fuzzy. And I just, I don't dig that. So at some point, we're probably going to buy another mini. The minis are down to $8,000. This one was 11. You can get them now for 8 grand, which I think is reasonable. It's a good product. The only fucking problem is, and yes, we should have backup batteries for when we crash the fucking power around here, and we live at a point of the California coast where, through no fault of anybody's own, except, of course, Southern California Edison, Southern California Edison does a better job than Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E. If there is such a thing, isn't that the Northern California? A lot of California is PG&E. I don't know who the fuck they got now, but anyway, they have been negligent. A lot of these fires can be traced to some of their substandard equipment. Pretty shitty all the way around. So I guess they shouldn't be disrespecting Southern California Edison when that's happening there, but. The fact that we have all of this goddamn power going out around here because of wind, we get a lot of wind, and I don't know if it's like this at every other fucking beach community in the state, because you know what? I've never lived at the beach until in the last 14 years that I've been here. That's the only time I've ever lived at the beach. I've lived inland my whole life, up in wherever I lived, whether I was in Southeast, whether I was wherever the fuck I lived. I lived in Minnesota. I wasn't near a goddamn... Closest thing to an ocean that they got in Minnesota is Lake Superior. Oh, I take that back. I lived at the beach when I lived in Miami. I lived right on Hollywood Beach. But the weather there, with the exception of, the hurricane season, and when I was living in Miami, we had a tropical storm blow through. We had the threat of a hurricane that never materialized in South Florida. I think it finally turned inland up around Central Florida. That was... whenever the fuck that was, man. What, 95? Summer of 95? And pretty sure it was summer of 95. And but we had a tropical storm in 94, which I've told the story of a million fucking times, about flying out to the golf tournament, the old boot tournament, in that fucking tropical storm. And happy as a pig in slop that I made the plane. I was so fucking happy. I didn't give a shit if there was a fucking hurricane. I wanted to get on that plane. So I was on the plane, and the pilot's like, all right, folks, the pilots, it's going to be a little bumpy flying out tonight, but as soon as we get above this stuff, it's going to be a beautiful thing. And he was absolutely right. He says, it made about 30, 40 seconds to get above the weather, and once we do, you're going to love it. And he was right. All right, maybe more than 30, 40 seconds, maybe a minute. So my idea tonight, Ted Bell is confused and offended. What's the story, Ted?
Well, let's start at the beginning here. Well, forget it.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to belch. Then Harvey Wehrman. Harvey, you're taking over.
Yeah, Phil, this is Harvey, yeah. Hey, I've got Frank Gray with me here. We're going to tag team. We've got a double team on this thing. Do a double team, huh, Frank?
We'll do a double. The whole idea, Phil, is that we want to give Dave Slavman the best possible...
We want to give Slavman the best possible representation. Now, my understanding is this kid Norton wants to put Slavman on the screen. I know what does he do? He does naked pictures?
He's a adult. This is Frank Gray. Let me tell you something, Phil. Well, Phil, this is Frank Gray. Slavman is...
I wonder if Frank Gray and...
Yeah, I've taken over Slavman. I like Frank a lot, but the whole it and he, she, I heard him talking about me to a colleague, and he said, it's a great attorney, and I was deeply offended by that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Frank, tell you what, Frank, go back in the back. I was deeply, deeply offended by that.
Fuck! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah! Nah, I don't like that shit. Let's get some fucking... What happened to all that cool... What happened to the cool shit we had? I got Ted ready to go. Huh? So when I play that, I go over to the music pad and I got to do Ted. Yeah, that which cuts it right off. And then we have this. Let me take a hit of my coffee here. I drink a shit pot load of coffee. And then I wonder why I'm tired late in the day. I fucking sleep. I don't really sleep all that good, you know. I haven't slept good since I was a teenager. So it's not something new in my life. I've always been a restless sleeper, and I've always worked at night, you know. So people say, for instance, like I had dinner last night with our good close personal friend Derek Waters, and we had dinner, and I said I'm not going to have anything to drink because I have to go home and work. He said, you work at night, huh? I said, yeah, I've worked at night my whole goddamn life, with the exception of one or two morning drive gigs I did as a disc jockey, which I did not like. I think I dig it now, though. I think I would like morning drive now. Although, dragging your ass... Let me tell you, the cats that have done that over the year... Like, I know I was friendly with Ken Minyard for a number of years. Ken was the morning drive guy at KABC. And I'm telling you, KABC here in L.A., and I'm telling you, Ken was number one. They had the number one fucking drive time show in L.A., News Talker. You know, 12-plus. I think Rick Dees beat him 25-54. Who knows? But everybody can claim number one in something. But... Ken did that for, what, 30 fucking years? I said to him, how did you do it? He goes, you know, you just, you get used to it. I said, I don't get used to it. How the fuck you get used to it? You got to go to bed at a certain hour. You're going to bed when everybody else is going out. Oh, Christ. I hated it. And just getting out of bed to catch an airplane to fly to Florida to see Jackie. Because, you know, she's got it good. Coming east to west, you pick up 3 hours. She could leave at 3 o'clock in the fucking afternoon, and she's here. She's in L.A. and it's still sunshine. It's like 5 o'clock when she lands local time. Yeah, sure. Her body says it's not coming, but who gives a shit? You know, the day is young. When I fly down there, I have to leave. If I leave at 10 a.m., well, yeah, you know, I'm getting into Miami, say at 6 or 7 with the time change, which probably isn't bad. But you lose the whole fucking day, is what I'm saying. And our thing is, Jackie picks me up at the airport. We go directly. We used to go to Mashed, which was our favorite place there in Pembroke Pines, I think. Great place. It was a great place. They had closed down. I don't know why. They had great drinks. They had great food. Then we, for a while, opted for the quarter deck, which is great. Love the quarter deck. But now our post pickup fill at the airport food place is Bo Camper's out on Pine Island. And that is a terrific place. Kim Bo Camper, man. He was a good football player. He's an even better restaurateur, you know. It's a hangout. It's a sports bar. It's real cash. It's the kind of place you're sitting outdoors, and there's the fucking big screen all around the goddamn bar, and there's a fountain, and there's, you know. But the drinks are great. They got great food. They got great sushi. And so that's where we go. Why am I telling you all this? No, just to tell you what my, you know. But generally, she picks me up at the airport, and I've left early. I will take, sometimes I take a 7 a.m. flight. And this is the point that I was trying to make. A 7 a.m. flight to go to Miami, okay? How come I'm not popping peas now, but some days I'm just fucking popping the shit out of peas? Probably right now I just did that. In fact, I can see it on the peas, popping peas. I can see on the audacity when I pop one. How is it I pop peas, but sometimes I don't pop peas? All right. A lot of times lately I've been taking 7 a.m. flights, and that goddamn alarm goes off. I fucking hate it. I hate it. The only thing I can do is get everything as prepared as I possibly can the night before so that all I have to do is get out of bed and literally put on a pair of shoes. Like my mom, I don't go to sleep dressed, but you know, it's almost like that. The bag's packed, everything's at the door, everything that I need. I don't have to think about looking for anything, you know. All I got to do is take a shower. Some people shower the night before they go, I already took a shower. I can't take a shower and then sleep because, you know, in the middle of the night, oils are secreted from your body. Who the fuck knows, right? I have to take a shower in the morning. So get out of bed, take the shower, put on the clothes, and I'm fucking gone. You know, I'm in the car, or if I got a ride, I'm getting a ride. But I can't stand that goddamn alarm going off. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. That's why I know, unless they're paying me, and these days, those days in radio are done, but suppose somebody along the line said, you know, do your podcast, Phil, at 6 a.m., and we'll pay you all kinds of fucking dough. Okay. Wait a minute, you said you hated it. Well, yeah, I do, but I'll deal with the hatred. I'll deal with it. I'll go get therapy. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did she delete the pictures? Jackie sent me pictures of her eating pizza with Ryan, her son, but the pictures are all gone. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. All right.